This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The nation's big media companies will be in court today as they try to get a judge to make public the Trump Mar-a-Lago FBI search warrant affidavit. The AP's Donna Warder.
Media companies, including the Associated Press, are expected this afternoon to ask the federal magistrate to release the affidavit, arguing that it would help the public determine if the Justice Department had legitimate reasons for that search. Attorneys for the Justice Department argue in a court filing that the investigation into Trump's handling of highly classified material is ongoing, and the document contains sensitive information about witnesses. I'm Donna Warder.
Donald Trump's chief financial officer will be in court in New York today. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. I'm Tim McGuire.
Coroner's results show that the actor Anne Heche died from burns and inhalation injury after a car crash August 5th. Her death ruled an accident. Ukraine's President Zelensky is holding talks today with the UN Secretary General and Turkey's leader. They'll talk about that now Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in Ukraine, grain exports, and what's being done to help end the war. The weather's causing problems around the world, and this morning China is reporting a sudden rainstorm triggered a landslide that led to the deaths of at least 16 people. 18 others are still missing. Here in the U.S., the National Weather Service is warning of triple-digit heat in Washington State today. This is AP News. Rudy Giuliani was in an Atlanta courtroom yesterday as a special grand jury investigates possible illegal attempts to influence the 2020 election in Georgia.
Giuliani spoke with AP reporter Larry Neumeister at JFK Airport as he returned to New York, providing few details after hours of questioning before the grand jury in Atlanta.
The district attorney said at the end, Mr. Giuliani has satisfied his obligation under the subpoena. So I was very happy that I satisfied my obligation.
His attorney, Bob Costello, did not address whether his client declined to answer any questions, but said the 5.5-hour session went well with no disputes. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis opened the investigation after the disclosure of a phone call between Donald Trump and Georgia election official Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
It's one of several investigations into Trump's actions in office. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.